Good afternoon and welcome to Montana at Noon. Your Weather Command forecast for North Central Montana says, rest of today, mostly sunny, highs 25 to 30, southwest winds up to 5 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, patchy fog after midnight, lows 5 to 10, southeast winds up to 5 miles per hour shifting to the southwest after midnight. Friday, not as cool, sunny, highs 35 to 45, southwest winds 5 to 15 miles per hour. Friday night, mostly clear, lows 15 to 20, southwest winds 5 to 15 miles per hour. Saturday, partly cloudy, highs 45 to 50, south winds 5 to 15 miles per hour. Saturday night, mostly cloudy, lows 25 to 30. Sunday, breezy, partly cloudy, highs 45 to 50. Sunday night, mostly cloudy, lows 25 to 30. Monday through Tuesday, partly cloudy, highs around 50, lows around 25. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy, lows 25 to 30. Wednesday, partly cloudy, highs around 50. Here are today's news headlines. The USDA is in Havre as part of their farm and food workers relief program as they're currently surveying Havre to see if enough individuals qualify to hand out their one-time $600 payments for field and livestock workers. New media broadcasters spoke with Benjamin Nguyen of Centro de Familia, the group facilitating these handouts, to ask more about the program.
Basically, what it is the United States Department of Agriculture. During COVID, they were funded money to specifically help farm workers. It was called the Farm and Food Workers Relief Program. And it was during COVID, and basically it was to help them with a $600 one-time payment.
Harlem High School is host to the 74th annual Montana Seed Show this year, with Chairman Paul Rasmussen saying they expect about 1,000 attendees this year over the 3 days of events. The Seed Show runs from Thursday, March 7th to Saturday, March 9th, and new media broadcasters spoke with Rasmussen to ask about the history of the Seed Show.
Well, this is our 74th show this year. We've tried to, I guess, change things as time, you know what I mean, but still keep things sort of traditional. There's like the pie and the bread baking, and those contests go way back to some of the very first ones. It started in 1949 as a seed potato show. I guess we've tried to keep it going for this long. It's the longest running seed show in Montana still, I guess, if that means a whole lot.
Red Cross Montana is reminding residents that daylight savings time begins on March 10th, alerting everyone to remember to turn their devices' clocks forward if they don't update automatically and ensure that their smoke alarms properly function. The Red Cross says they've already seen 122 people affected by fires this year and that home fires claim more lives per year than all natural disasters combined. Red Cross has a list of tips to ensure your home is safe. Find those and helpful links in this story on HighlineToday.com. As previously reported by new media broadcasters, the lawsuit involving Senate Bill 442 was ruled in favor of the plaintiffs, and Governor Gianforte attempted to file for a stay in the ruling, which typically means the ruling is paused before going into effect. On Monday, a district court denied the governor's request for a stay and gave Gianforte and Secretary of State Christy Jacobson 14 days to poll the legislature for their ruling to potentially overturn Gianforte's veto. New media broadcasters spoke with Riley Summers Flanagan of Upper Seven Law, who represented the plaintiffs in this case, to ask for more information.
The court decided yesterday, the district court judge decided the stay motion and denied it and said, no, the governor is not allowed to use process to prevent the legislature from having an opportunity to override this veto. And now, as of today, he has 13 days to act in accordance with that court order and with what the Constitution requires. And so does the secretary. So in the next 13 days, we should see a poll out to the legislature.
Superintendent Arnson announced that the United States Department of Education approved Montana's amendment to its Every Student Succeeds Act plan for rigorous action. Schools enter rigorous action when identified as comprehensive support and improvement under ESSA and have not made adequate progress in exiting the lowest performing 5% of Title I schools, shown growth in ELA and math, or shown improvement in their comprehensive needs assessment. The goal of the amendment is to have schools out of the bottom 5% within 7 years of being identified as CSI. Montana Attorney General Austin Knudsen announced an over 20,000% increase in fentanyl seizures by anti-drug forces in Montana since 2019. Additionally, over twice as much fentanyl was seized in 2023 compared to 2022. In 2023, Rocky Mountain High Intensity Drug Trafficking Area Task Forces seized a total of nearly 400,000 dosage units of fentanyl in Montana. The FDA is warning the public about the use and risks of sleep aid medications, sometimes they refer to as Z-drugs. In the article published Wednesday, March 6, they say that use of prescription sleep aids such as Ambien, Zynesta, and the like can cause so-called complex sleep behaviors, meaning things like sleepwalking, sleep cooking, or even taking other medications while not fully awake. The FDA says they received reports of people taking these insomnia medicines and accidentally overdosing, falling, being burned, shooting themselves, and wandering outside in extremely cold weather, among other incidents, clarifying that these are rare occurrences. The FDA has published a full list of healthy practices and tips to take into consideration if you are one who takes Z-drugs. Find the list on HighlineToday.com. The Agriculture Secretary Wednesday announced the latest developments within a clean energy production and conversion program involving rural electric cooperatives. Rod Bain spoke with Secretary Tom Vilsack.
It's part of the Agriculture Department's portfolio of clean energy investment programs.
The New Era program, Empowering Rural America.
And Wednesday, Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack told members of the National Rural Electric Cooperative Association that
we're inviting the first group of co-ops back to move forward in this process with a full application.
A group of seven rural electric cooperative applicants
representing dozens of the distribution cooperatives in Colorado, Indiana, North Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Florida, and Texas to provide us additional information.
The secretary adds the goal is rolling out several application requests for New Era to make actual awards over the next 2 months. The total New Era program offers up to $9.7 billion.
Designed to challenge rural electric cooperatives to transition from a reliance on fossil fuel generated to a more balanced portfolio that includes renewable energy.
Now let's take a look at today's posted county wheat prices. In Hill County, winter wheat is $5.16 and spring wheat is $6.17. In Blaine County, winter wheat is $5.06 and spring wheat is $6.12. In Liberty County, winter wheat is $5.21 and spring wheat is $6.17. In Choteau County, winter wheat is $5.16 and spring wheat is $6.17. In Phillips County, winter wheat is $5.01 and spring wheat is $6.07. Those were today's news headlines and today's posted county wheat prices. There are no funeral notices today, so we'll take one last look at your Weather Command forecast. Rest of today, mostly sunny, highs 25 to 30, southwest winds up to 5 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, patchy fog after midnight, lows 5 to 10, southeast winds up to 5 miles per hour shifting to the southwest after midnight. Friday, not as cool, sunny, highs 35 to 45, southwest winds 5 to 15 miles per hour. Friday night, mostly clear, lows 15 to 20, southwest winds 5 to 15 miles per hour. Saturday, partly cloudy, highs 45 to 50, south winds 5 to 15 miles per hour. Saturday night, mostly cloudy, lows 25 to 30. Sunday, breezy, partly cloudy, highs 45 to 50. Sunday night, mostly cloudy, lows 25 to 30. Monday through Tuesday, partly cloudy, highs around 50, lows around 25. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy, lows 25 to 30. Wednesday, partly cloudy, highs around 50. This has been Montana at Noon. 7 days a week, we are your primary source for news and information. For New Media Broadcasters, I'm Kendall Brown. Have a great afternoon.